2 months ago, the Humboldt Bay Harbor District approved a lease for a Norwegian-based company who plans to open a fish farm in the Samoa Peninsula of Humboldt Bay. The district approved a 30-year lease with aquaculture production set to begin by spring 2020. Tomorrow, Tuesday, May 21st, representatives with Nordic Aqua Farms will be hosting a community meeting at the Wharfinger Building in Eureka from 5:30 to 7 p.m. The commercial director for Nordic Aqua Farms, Marianne Noss, will be presenting an overview of the plans for their land-based fish farm. Noss will also be discussing the recirculating aquaculture systems, or RAS, technology that will be used to eventually grow and process the projected 27 metric tons of fish in a fully contained state-of-the-art production facility in Humboldt County. Community members are encouraged to attend this event, which will offer a formal presentation and an open forum for questions. Fisheries biologist Pat Higgins, who for decades has been focusing on local salmon restoration, also serves as the Humboldt Bay Recreation and Conservation Commissioner for the 5th District and voted in favor of the Nordic Aqua Farm, stating that their recirculating aquaculture system poses no threat to Humboldt Bay or other wild salmon species. Higgins comments.
Nordic Aqua Farms continues to try to engage with the community and help people to understand that they're operating under a different model for aquaculture. So generally we're alarmed by it because it's been such a problem in terms of pollution and escape and disease and so all of those things. And because of their model, they're not subject to those. And so I think it's a good thing that they continue to get out and meet the public and explain their operations so that people don't have a misperception.
Lynette Mullen, the community liaison for Nordic Aqua Farms, tells us more about Tuesday's community meeting.
Tuesday night, Nordic is hosting a community meeting. It is at 5:30 at the Wharfinger Building in Eureka, and I believe the address is 1 Marina Way. In Eureka, it's also pretty easy to Google. And the purpose of that meeting really is to present information about the project for people that may not be familiar with it or may have additional questions. It is an opportunity for people in the community to ask questions about the project. There's a lot of great information out in the community already, but there's also some misinformation. Some folks think that when the facility is built that they will be discharging into the bay, and that's not correct, you know. And so there's other, as far as the species that they're going to be having at the farm has not been decided yet, and it's important that the community know that. And so it's to let the community know what's going on, but it is also, and I get in trouble for not stressing this enough, quite honestly, it is also an opportunity for the people from Nordic to get input from the community. From just community members, but also people that are interested in our environment, people that are interested in economic development, people that are interested in the impact on maybe other industries in the area. They really want to learn about our community and figure out how they can become responsible community members as they come in here and start to build this project.
Mullen explains that some community members have voiced concerns about this aquaculture facility.
Yeah, so one of the concerns that's come up is just reaction against the idea of fish farming, that fish farming is dangerous, that there are all these things associated with fish farming that are not healthy for the community. And the thing that maybe people who are not familiar with the project don't recognize or realize yet is this is a fully contained land-based facility. So the issues with sea pen farming, the issues with contamination or disease, Nordic's facility addresses all of those issues. It's pretty amazing. So all of the concerns that people might have really have been taken care of. With this project, they're very focused on being environmentally responsible, not only in the facility that they're building here, but their operational planning. Really, they are looking at this as serving a regional market. Marianne, the commercial director, likes to say, "Our fish don't fly." And that's important because currently, and I didn't know this before I started working on this project, 90% of our seafood is imported in the U.S. It's a lot. It's a huge carbon footprint. And part of their business model is getting rid of that carbon, or reducing at least. I mean, there's no way, it's just an operating facility that you can get rid of it. But really reducing the impact on the environment by producing food locally and distributing it regionally. So they're not flying their fish. They're not taking it across the ocean and using airplanes and that sort of thing. So that's really going to make a difference.
She elaborates on other common concerns.
The other thing is with some of the concerns that people have, especially with sea pen farming and farmed fish, which does exist. A lot of folks eat it, whether they realize it or not. With these fully contained facilities, that it is a fully traceable product from egg to harvest. So we're going to know exactly what those fish are ingesting throughout their entire lifespan, which isn't true, really, even with sea pen farming. There's the possibility of other contaminants, that it's not a contained facility, where this way we will know exactly what is going into the food that we eat.
Mullen also shares some of the positive feedback they are hearing from the community.
Well, primarily outside of this project, I operate in economic development circles and workforce development circles, and the response has been really positive. A lot of people are really excited about the opportunity to build an aquaculture cluster out on the small peninsula. We've been talking about needing, other industry in the community for a very long time. That particular area is well suited for aquaculture. It's actually quite perfect. The zoning is right. We have the infrastructure. We have an excess of clean water here. And the Nordic folks that I work with have literally said, when we were checking out all the different sites, we need a lot of fresh water, and that was an issue. And then they come here, and she's like, and they're saying, don't you need more water? Can't you use more water? So it's an interesting and kind of special and unique situation that we have here that I think will benefit them and benefit us as well, in that we have all this excess water that we need to find local users for, or we risk actually losing the rights to that water.
Mullen shares her closing remarks.
I would like to request that anyone in the community that's got any questions or any interest in this project, or even in economic development in general, that they consider attending the meeting, not only to hear about this project, but one of the things that we keep talking about is Nordic being an anchor tenant, and also the beginning of an industry cluster. And Nordic's made it very clear that they are growing and producing fish. That is what they do. But there's a lot of opportunity around their business for ancillary businesses, fish feed, for example, if that was possible, or something to do with that, using byproducts in some way to make fertilizers, or who knows what someone might be able to do with that. There may be other products or services that Nordic's going to need out there. And so really, even people that are interested in that sort of thing and learning more about the project so that they can start considering the possibilities as far as expanding this economic development opportunity, I would really encourage them to come. Come with questions. Come with concerns. One of the things that they have stressed to me is if someone has a concern about this project, the Nordic people want to know about it, and they want to know about it early so they can address those concerns.
Representatives of Nordic Aqua Farms invite the community to their public meeting Tuesday, May 21st at the Wharfinger Building located at 1 Marina Way in Eureka from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Refreshments will be provided. To learn more information, you can visit www.nordichumboldt.com.